From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super glad to see you on the radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Rob Sander did a fabulous job all week, and he's still at it over there, clackety-clacking, taking good care of us as our producer. In the studio, we have Professor Jeffrey Mann, or Jeff Mann, as we know him. He's a professor of religion at Susquehanna University, chair of the Religious Studies Department. We've also talked to him about the Go Philippines studies that they do. They're sending, up to 1,000 students so far have gone to the Philippines?
Oh, no, not quite that many.
Not many,
it's a smaller
but certainly
group than that.
Okay, but I think hundreds is probably a little bit more realistic. So, but this is part of the global outreach that Susquehanna University is really, I'm going to say obsessed with, but in a very good way to make sure that the students know what's happening around here and know what's happening around the planet. So, Jeffrey, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you. And Chris Markle is here, Senior Advancement Officer. That means he retired from his main job and does something at the university. So welcome aboard.
Thanks so much, Mark.
I do appreciate it. And second in command at the famous Markle clan over in Sealands Grove. So former admissions director at Susquehanna University. And you bring all kinds of good stuff to us over the years. Well, the Alice Pope Shade Lecture is coming up. Can I start with you for a brief intro of what this is about, Chris?
You bet. We have the Alice Pope Shade Lecture at Susquehanna, and it'll be taking place Monday night. So it's coming up very soon. That's the 24th. 4th of February. It'll be at 7:30, and it'll be in the Degenstein Center Theater. So right at the campus center, a convenient place to get in and out of, and a place that really is a great venue to see a wonderful speaker. The Alice Pope Shade Lecture was started by one of my favorite alumni, and that is Rebecca Shade Mignot. Rebecca is from the class of 1954, and Rebecca and her husband, Jack, decided to do something very meaningful for the university. Jack had a great career with Exxon, and through some of their matching gift programs, they were able to really build the fund up for the Pope Shade Lecture, and we're bringing in some really wonderful speakers to talk about issues of faith and religion and world events as well.
We've had some great people in the past. Joe Lieberman was here a year ago or
something. Senator Joe Lieberman was here last year. We had Lema Bowie, the Nobel Peace Prize winner from Liberia the year before, and David Gregory, the former host of Meet the Press and a CNN correspondent the year before that. So really the fund that Rebecca and Jack have started has really made a major difference to the university and the community. So we're excited to bring in President Mary Robinson, the first president, female president of Ireland, and she was the seventh president of Ireland from 1990 to 1997, and she then went on to hold the position of UN High Secretary for Human Rights, a world leader in terms of climate justice, and a real champion for trying to make the world a better place.
Well, and why does this relate to the Religious Studies Department? She's made a life out of making sure that her faith influences all of our decisions, really, from top to bottom. Jeff?
President Robinson has led a really phenomenal political career, serving as President of Ireland, going on then as United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. The list of her political accomplishments just runs on and on. But she's also a person for whom religious faith is an animating part of her life. And for her to come, to have someone come who is usually sought after for the history of her political involvement, and then to talk about the role that religion has played as a motivating force throughout her life and the work that she's done, I think is an important consideration that sometimes we don't get to treat.
Well, when you talk faith today, most pastors will talk about climate justice is part of a sermon or, you know, remarks about this. What is climate justice, and how does it relate to faith?
Well, as you know, a lot of people are worried about climate change and what that's going to do to the planet and what that's going to do to humanity. And if religious people are called upon to make the world a better place, to make it better for their fellow citizens, political issues are very important. If you really want to change the world, then you need to one very effective way to do that, one very important platform, is through political action.
And then justice. In what way is justice a part of these? Who was talking about justice the other day? The presidential candidates were talking about cash bail, how it disproportionately keeps people of low income in jail. They said that was a social justice issue. In what way does climate impact social justice?
Well, that would depend on who you ask. When we talk about justice or social justice, there's no clear consensus about what justice looks like. When I was a college student, I took a course, a political science course called The Pursuit of Justice, and we spoke for an entire year about these issues, and we didn't resolve it. Lots of people have different ideas about what justice looks like. And when it comes to climate justice, social justice, criminal justice, people have honest and well-informed disagreements about that. President Robinson has her own way of looking at these issues and what she feels is important in terms of climate issues, but also a history of opposing the death penalty and speaking up for those who are living in poverty around the world. And so many of us have our ideas of what justice looks like, but there's no standard thing you can look up in the book and figure out what justice is.
Her book, Climate Justice. Who has a copy of that?
We do.
I do.
And President Robinson will be signing copies of the book after her talk on Monday night. But near the beginning of the book, there are a couple paragraphs that could frame President Robinson's thinking. She has a daughter named Tessa, and Tessa just had a baby named Rory, so the first grandchild. And President Robinson writes, "In the hospital ward, I embraced the exhausted but elated couple. Tessa tenderly passed me a tiny bundle and watched with delight as I peered inside. Face to face with my grandson, Rory, I was flooded with a rush of adrenaline, a physical sensation unlike anything I had ever felt before. In that moment, my sense of time altered, and I began to think in a time span of 100 years. I knew instinctively that I would now view Rory's life through the prism of our planet's precarious future. I made a quick mental calculation. In 2050, when Rory would be 47, he would share the planet with more than 9 billion people. These billions would be seeking food, water, and shelter on a planet already suffering from the effects from our global dependency on fossil fuels. What would that world be like? Would we have pushed ourselves by then to the verge of extinction? The abstract data on climate change that I had skirted around for too long suddenly became deeply personal. Holding this tiny baby, I instantly felt the threat that climate change could pose to him and thereby to all humanity. I would be long gone by 2050, but what could I do to help ensure that Rory and every other baby born in 2003 would inherit a world fit to live in and not one on the brink of despair?"
And Susquehanna and this lecture series, thank you, Rebecca Minot, wants these kinds of topics, even if they're uncomfortable, you don't want to talk about them, they want to be brought up and talked about and experts brought in to talk about it.
Absolutely. And Alice Pope Shade was Rebecca Minot's mother. And to honor Alice Pope Shade, Rebecca and Jack Mignot. Jack passed away this past year and was an amazing gentleman from France, and we dedicate this year's talk in his honor. But Rebecca really wanted to bring in speakers nationally and internationally known who could talk about faith, talk about world issues, and really give our students a chance to hear from folks and let the students hear from different viewpoints. As Dr. Mann said, you might come away from this feeling one way or another way, but it'll be thought-provoking, and it should be a great night to learn more about faith and climate justice.
Well, and some people in our audience are doing a harumph sound, you know, and saying, well, I don't believe in all that. Climate doesn't have any impact on me. Faith doesn't move me. You know, I might worship, but I don't try not to let it get in the way of my weekday activities. What do you say when you hear that, this idea that she's made a career and a book and a life out of making sure that our faith has a huge impact on every thought and every deed? Jeff,
you were looking at Chris. I was waiting for. I was looking forward to his answer.
I'll give
you
the opportunity on that, I guess.
Well, you know, as I was mentioning before, it's not as if all of us agree on important matters of justice. When it comes to climate change, there's a lot of different positions out there. Some you have folks at ends of the spectrum who say that this is not existing at all. You have other people who are alarmists, and so there's a lot of the conversations do take place in the middle. And hopefully, we do have intelligent conversations between different sides of this. One of the things I find interesting about President Robinson is that her own history has been one, her own personal history has been one where she comes from a varied background. In her family history, she has those who supported the British Crown and those who resisted. She's got folks from the Catholic tradition. She's got folks from the Church of Ireland. She married a Protestant, and that created tension. So she's had a history of interacting with different types of people and hearing the perspectives of different types of people. And while she certainly has her own convictions and her own beliefs and is going to present them, and I really look forward to hearing what she has to say, doesn't mean that I have to come in 100% agreement with where her perspective is to learn something and to be forced to think critically about it.
All right, well, to be continued. Give us the details about Monday's remarks again, if you would, please, Chris.
Absolutely. It's our 2020 Alice Pope Shade Lecture at Susquehanna University. The title, How Faith Has Impacted My Life. And it'll be an evening with President Mary Robinson, the former president of Ireland, the first female president of Ireland. She was a president from 1990 to 1997. Only about 60 countries in the world have had a female president, and Mary was the 14th in the world. So someone who was a groundbreaker in many ways. The event will take place on Monday night, 7:30 at the Degenstein Center Theater. Ample parking near our campus center where the theater is, and we'll have folks outside directing cars. And if you have any questions, you know, certainly don't hesitate to call the university, and we'd be happy to give you more directions for the event itself. But it's free and open to the public. We're excited to present this year's Alice Pope Shade Lecture.
Suscu.edu.
That's right. Correct.
Great place. Chris Markle is a senior money beggar. Senior advancement officer at Susquehanna University.
Correct.
Well, but I'm sure you get involved in development, I guess is the polite word. And Jeffrey Mann is here. He's the real deal. He's professor of religion, chair of religious studies, and has taken dozens and dozens and dozens of students to the Philippines who are all motivated to help and learn and to make the world a better place. Thank you, Dr. Mann.
Thank you.